Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Sapiens International Corporation second quarter 2017 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded August 7th, 2017. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Sapiens CMO and Head of Corporate Communications. Thank you. Mrs. Cohen, you may now begin.
Thank you, and good day, everyone. Our quarterly earnings release was issued before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on the company's website at www.sapiens.com. Representing the company today are Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO, and Roni Giladi, our CFO. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements, and the safe harbor provision in the press release issued today also applies to the content of the call. Sapiens expressly disclaims any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its views or expectations, or otherwise. Also, during the course of today's call, we will refer to certain non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation schedule showing GAAP versus non-GAAP results have been provided in our press release issued before the market opened this morning. A replay of this call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company website or via the website link, which appears in the earnings release that we published today. I will turn the call over to Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO of Sapiens. Roni?
Thank you, Yaffa, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the call today. Sapiens reported its second quarter results with double-digit revenue growth, driven by mixed organic growth and M&A from our recent acquisition of StoneRiver Inc. We witnessed growth across the U.S., U.K., rest of Europe, and South Africa. We remain very excited with StoneRiver acquisition, and we have made solid steps in combining our two organizations. Today, we have fully merged each StoneRiver division with its peer division at Sapiens. We also merged all of our U.S. P&C activity into one group. We have integrated the sales and marketing organization into one, while adding account managers to grow our business with existing clients. As of now, all corporate function and back-office operation are fully integrated. The StoneRiver acquisition was strategic for us. It significantly expand our presence and scale, both in North America insurance market and globally. It helped us to grow our customer base, and it added complementary and core solution to our portfolio. Today, Sapiens is positioned as a leading innovating software solution provider, offering end-to-end solution to the global insurance industry, while creating greater value for our customer and shareholders. I would like to emphasize that one of our key assets today is the 400 customers that we support and services. Our long-term relationship with our combined customer base will give us a great opportunity to leverage and cross-sell our extended suite of solution and components to address these customers' needs and requirements. I would like to note that while this process has just begun, we are already seeing our clients' interest in expanding their system and capabilities with our newly expanded offering. Turning to the quarter, we report revenue of $69.2 million, up to 30.4% over the second quarter of 2016, and reflecting a full quarter contribution from StoneRiver. On the deal front, as we mentioned previously, we have already gained a new customer with our StoneRiver offering. The Catholic Order of Foresters has selected StoneRiver Life Apply, electronic application and signature, and Life Suite, case flow, and automated underwriting software solution. In addition, as previously announced, during the quarter, we were selected by a leading Nordic insurer for modernization project worth over $30 million. The new significant customer selected a wide range of Sapiens solutions to modernize its environment, including the Sapiens P&C solution, IDIT Insurance suite of policy, claims, and billing, the Sapiens Reinsurance suite of products, and Sapiens Intelligence and Sapiens Portal components of the Sapiens Digital suite. Further, the insurance processing environment will be managed via Sapiens hosted services, leveraging Microsoft Azure cloud environment. Beyond our new business, Eurolife, a leading life insurance company based in Cyprus, specializing in life, accident, and health insurance, went live with Sapiens Alice to replace the company's legacy environment and support all of its line of businesses. Also, we are now in production with Stone River's CompSuite policy system with a specialty program manager in the Southeast U.S. This customer selects CompSuite to support its rating and policy insurance for their professional employer organization, PEO, program that specializes in workers' comp. Implementation took just 6 weeks from kickoff the production, with specialty program manager processing policies in 47 states in the Stone River-hosted environment. On the product front, after the end of the quarter, we announced that we enhanced our life insurance offering with the general availability of Sapiens Alice 7, suite for life, investment, health, and annuity providers worldwide. The new Alice suite enables insurers to onboard and administrate individual, group, and employee benefit business, and support multiple lines of businesses for life, investment, and saving, annuity, and medical products. From a single unified platform, the new version also features full pre-integrated to Sapiens Digital Suite, including agent and customer portals, data warehouse, and Sapiens Advanced Analytics solution. Also, after the end of the quarter, we announced that we intend to leverage Microsoft's two new data centers for its cloud-based services in South Africa. We believe the Sapiens partnership with Microsoft Azure, together with our robust presence in South Africa and our innovation technology, will enable local insurance to benefit from end-to-end cloud-based solutions. South Africa is a region with a great growth potential for us. I would like to remind you that during the first quarter, we announced that Alexander Forbes, the Pan-African Financial Services Group, selected Sapiens for our full portfolio, including Sapiens Alice, Sapiens Edit, Sapiens Reinsurance, together with the Sapiens Portal and Sapiens Intelligence and Sapiens Decision to manage its business process. Sapiens will also serve as a primary implementation partner under a single delivery organization. This representative of the increased interest we see in our implementation services from both current customers and prospects. In addition, as part of our end-to-end strategy, we expand our services offering to customer and prospect beyond just core system implementation services. Our professional services offering now include program management, business transformation, training and self-sufficient transition, testing services, complete data migration, business and technology consulting services, and a broad range of managed and hosting services. Our offerings are based on our strong industry expertise. Our insurance practice team is a global team with local specialization capabilities in all of our main territories, the UK, US, Nordic, South Africa, and Asia. Our strong implementation expertise enables us to expand our knowledge and improve with very new projects to successfully deliver a complex program. This combined with our strong product technology are enabled for successfully delivery and long-term partnership with customers. As previously announced, during the quarter, we continue to be recognized by outsider professionals for our industry-leading offerings. Stone River was named among this year a top 10 policy administration solution provider. by Insurance CIO Outlook magazine. This is the second consecutive Insurance CIO Outlook top 10 appearance for Stone River, having been named top 10 claim processing and management solution provider in 2016. Further, our own customers are being recognized for their own effort to upgrade their system and process. Country Financial received the Novarica Research Council Impact Award for the core systems and was recognized for the business impact of its underwriting automation initiative. To conclude my portion, following our announcement in April regarding the halt of the software development project with significant customer, we are happy to announce that Sapiens has reached an agreement in which neither party will have any further commitment or to claim to or against the other party with respect to the project. In addition, under the terms of the agreement, Sapiens retain all rights, title, and interest in and to any all intellectual property rights in the software development as part of the project, as well as the right to sell and install the platform without any limitation. So, to summarize the second quarter, we posted a solid quarter highlighted by double-digit revenue growth driven by a mix of organic growth and acquisition of Stone River. We won new customers and expand our business with existing customers across all territories. We believe we are on track for the second half of 2017. I would like now to turn the call over to Sapiens CFO Roni Giladi to discuss our financial results and outlook for the second half of 2017.
Thank you, Roni, and good morning, everyone. Revenue in the second quarter was up 30.4% from the second quarter of 2016, mainly due to M&A from our recent acquisition of Stone River and our organic growth. Also, please note that our second quarter results reflect a full quarter contribution from Stone River. If we analyze our organic growth this quarter on a constant currency base, excluding the non-core revenue that we decided to de-emphasize in APAC, our organic growth rate this quarter would have been 4%. Despite the significant impact of the lost revenue due to the halt of the software development project. Without the impact of the lost revenue due to the halt of the development project, our organic growth rate would be above 15%. Moving to our geographic breakdown, our revenue in North America grew and represent 41% of our total revenues. Following the Stone River acquisition and despite the lost revenue due to the project cancellation, Europe and South Africa grew following the Alexander Forbes deal and other deal we signed this year in those territories. APAC revenues declined following our strategic decision to de-emphasize non-core revenue in that region, and we will see continuous decrease in the coming quarters. Moving to gross profit. Gross profit this quarter totaled $26.4 million compared to $22.7 million in Q2 of last year and $20.5 million in Q1 of 2017. Our gross margin this quarter was 38.2%, down from 42.9% in the second quarter of last year and up from 36.2% in the prior quarter. The increase in gross profit dollars versus last year was mainly due to Stone River consolidation. The gross margin decrease this quarter compared to last year was mainly due to additional investments in our offshore capabilities in India and Poland to support future growth. Training of the employees we shifted from the halted project to other line of business and the currency exchange rate impact. On a constant exchange rate, gross margin this quarter would have been higher by approximately 200 basis points, reaching 40%. Moving to operational costs. Our investment in R&D and SG&A grew during the second quarter. R&D expenses in the second quarter of 2017 totaled $10.8 million, compared to $5.4 million in the second quarter of 2016, and $7.3 million in the prior quarter. The increase in R&D expenses this quarter compared to the second quarter of 2016 was the result of the full quarter consolidation of StoneRiver and our investment in the development of new capability for Sapiens ALIS. We completed the elevated investment in ALIS capabilities and launched the new enhanced version 2 weeks ago, and expect to see reduction in ALIS R&D investment in the coming quarters. SG&A expenses totaled $12.4 million, compared to $9.9 million in the second quarter of last year, and $11.5 million in the prior quarter. Most of the increase was due to the full quarter consolidation of StoneRiver. Our operating income totaled $3.2 million, or 4.7% operating margin, compared to $7.4 million, or 14% operating margin in the second quarter of 2016, and $1.7 million, or 3% operating margin in the prior quarter. The reduction in operating margin is primarily due to the reason we mentioned above, coming from the reduction in gross margin and the increase in R&D expenses. If we assumed a constant exchange rate during the period, our operating margin would have been approximately 300 basis points higher, reflecting 7.7% compared to 4.7% reported margin. We improved our operating margin compared to the first quarter and compared to our guidance that was 3% to 4%. We believe we are on track for continued improvement in our operational profitability. I would like to provide some more color on how we plan to reach our margin targets for the second half of 2017. Starting the end of Q1 and during the second quarter, we implemented cost saving and efficiency initiatives that will help us to reach our operating margin goals, and we saw month after month margin improvement during that period. On the business level, as Roni Al-Dor said earlier, we have fully merged each StoneRiver business division with its peer division at Sapiens. Following the software development project cancellation, we realigned the organization and reassigned employees away from the canceled software development project to other growing verticals, and also downsized our workforce as necessary. On the delivery side, we recognized synergies and integration between Sapiens and StoneRiver, and we began the offshore program with Sapiens capabilities to drive additional efficiencies in StoneRiver. On the R&D, we are reducing the R&D investment going forward, following the completion of the development efforts for the ALIS Group capabilities. We integrated each of the sales and marketing organization of StoneRiver and Sapiens into one organization. All our corporate functions and back office operation, including IT, finance, legal, HR, and purchasing, are now fully integrated after cost saving. We completed the planning of the restructuring and integration plan of Sapiens and StoneRiver. We are now executed major portion of our plan. However, during the second quarter, we did not complete the de-emphasize of our non-core activities in APAC. We expect to complete it by the end of the year. Initially, we anticipated the total restructuring costs to be up to $5 million. Please note that in the second quarter, we reported $3.9 million restructuring costs, and the remaining balance will be recorded during the second half of the year. Our adjusted EBITDA this quarter totaled $4.2 million, reflecting 6.1% of total revenue for the quarter. Financial expenses this quarter totaled $709,000, compared to financial income of $326,000 in the second quarter of 2016. The increase in financial expenses is mainly due to the interest expenses on the $40 million loan in bank debt used to finance the Stone River acquisition. Tax expenses this quarter were $605,000, representing an effective non-GAAP tax rate of about 23.9%. I would also like to indicate that following our acquisition of Stone River, and as mentioned earlier, our tax rate is expected to be in the level of 25%. Net income for the quarter was $1.9 million, or 4 cents per diluted share, compared to $6.2 million, or 13 cents per diluted share in the second quarter of last year. Turning to our balance sheet, as of June 30th, we had cash and cash equivalents of $46.4 million, and total debt was $38 million, which was used to finance the Stone River acquisition. GAAP operating cash flow this quarter totaled $7 million compared to $19.1 million in Q2 of 2016. The main reason for the decrease in cash flow is the GAAP operational loss, including the restructuring this quarter, compared to operational income of last year. Earlier today, we filed a shelf prospectus and issued press release regarding our intention to raise debt. First, I would like to emphasize that the company is always seeking to diversify its source of financing in order to improve its financial flexibility. This is part of our continuous effort to optimize our balance sheet and capital structure. We are looking to raise new long-term debt, which will replace our current bank bridge debt with longer maturity and to lock in long-term interest rates. I would like to note that our goal is to strengthen our balance sheet and to provide additional working capital to support our customer development needs, in addition to continue to pursue M&A business opportunities we see ahead. Although we continuously look for M&A opportunities, according to our strategy, we do not currently have any plan for additional major M&A activity. We are currently primarily focused on the integration of Stone River. I would like to turn now to our guidance for 2017. We reiterate our annual guidance for 2017. We expect revenue between $265 million and $275 million, representing annual revenue growth rate of 23 to 27%. Sapiens also expects its full-year operating profit margin to be between 9 and 10%. We expect operating profit margin to increase to 13.5 to 14.5 in the second half of the year, in each case on a non-GAAP basis. As I described earlier, to achieve our double-digit operating margin in the second half of 2017, Sapiens implemented a restructuring and reorganization program during the first and the second quarter of 2017. In Q2, we reached 4.7% operating margin, and we expect to reach the range of 13.5 to 14.5 in the second half of the year. Approximately 2/3 of this improvement will come from gross margin improvement and 1/3 from reduction in operational costs. I would like now to turn the call back to Roni Al-Dor for closing comments. Roni?
Thank you, Roni. Overall, we delivered double-digit growth for the quarter. We remain very excited about our acquisition of Stone River and its contribution to our overall businesses and addressable market opportunity. Our businesses remain strong, and customer demand for our products and services remain high. We are confident that we will continue to deliver growth in 2017. I would like now to turn the call over to the operator for Q&A. Operator, please poll for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please ask your question in a loud and clear voice. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. First question is from Mayank Tandon of Needham & Company. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, Ronnie and Ronnie and Yaffa. I had a few questions for you. Well, first and foremost, could you talk a little bit more about the revenue synergies from the Stone River acquisition? How are you looking at synergies from the integration? You already talked a little bit about the cost side, but I'd be interested in terms of what kind of revenue expectations you have for Stone River in the back half of the year, and then, of course, more importantly, in 18 as the company is fully integrated.
Hi, this is Ronnie. As you know, we have all of Stone River is contribute to us in several area. One of these, we are doing a lot of integration on the reinsurance, so we can see a good demand in this area. The other piece is on the stream and the PMC. The third area is all the sales organization are selling both life and PMC. So we build a good one. And the last one is all the life suite, including the underwriting illustration, is complementary to our Alice. So again, this is more or less in US. What we start to integrate is to try to bring a Stone River product to the rest of the world. But this is we are starting right now.
So in that vein, how should we think about organic growth beyond 17? I know you're not giving specific guidance at this point, but what would the revenue trajectory look like in 18 and beyond once the deal is fully integrated?
We believe we can see in the second half of 2018, we can start to see the growth also in Stone River Park. As just to remind all of you that we have 200 new clients. Just for and as an example, in a month from now we have a big event in the state. That right now we have already 240 registered for our client conference that we can do to Stone River client and Sapiens. And all of those clients are potential clients to Sapiens product and to Stone River. But again, it takes time. We increase dramatically our account management in Stone River and sales. So I believe we can start to see the fruit. But as I mentioned, it takes time. Definitely, those are the clients that we are looking after.
Right. Thank you. And then just the same kind of questions on margins. And Ronnie, thank you for the details around the margin drivers for the back half of 17, but I guess the same question applies to 18. You know, what kind of improvement can we expect for margins? Can you get back to that 13-14% level for the full year in 18? Is that a reasonable target at this point?
Hi, Mike. This is Ronnie. Just to add on Ronnie's comments, when we acquired Stone River, we saw a company in decline mode in revenue, the overall figure, and the main task for Sapiens for 2017 was to stabilize the revenue. We see right now the sign that we can achieve the target of stabilizing the revenue of Stone River in 2017, and as Ronnie mentioned, growth on the second half of 2018. On the margin, obviously the entire management is focused on get back to track on the second half of 2017 to reach the range of between 35 to 14.5% on the second half, and we see this for the full year of 2018 also.
Got it. Final question from me on competition. Just wanted to get your thoughts around, you know, how you are faring, especially in Europe, with Guidewire becoming more aggressive in that region, and also just generally if you could talk about the competitive environment that you're seeing today versus, say, you know, 6-12 months ago. How has that changed, if at all?
Yes, we definitely see Guidewire. We see them, they are trying to drop the price. As you know, we signed relatively to us many deals at the beginning of the year, and we hope to sign more. I think the main the good that's the that's on the challenges. What we don't see a lot Duck Creek, as again we see them less and less. And the other, we start to get a big advantage on the PNC. So we and Guidewire definitely the leaders in the market right now. Again, it's not mean that we don't see other, but we are in a very good shape.
Great. Well, thanks, guys. I'll get back in queue.
Okay. Just to add, the differentiator between us is our business model. We need to find a customer that they like our business model, that we are doing also the overall solution. And we can see more and more opportunities for analytic, for digital, for managed service, for additional services. So right now, what we can start to see, the competition is not just between us and Guidewire, it's between us and the big system integrator. And this is the area that we also working to improve ourselves in all the service area. But again, the company that's like our business model, that's one-stop shop, we definitely has a huge advantage.
Very helpful. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
The next question is from Justin Furby of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Thanks, guys, and congrats on the quarter. I guess maybe to start, Ronnie Aldor, I'm just curious in terms of pipeline on the life and annuity side. I know it's early in terms of the recent release, but are there any visible signs that that's starting to impact pipeline growth? And I guess from a product standpoint in the life space, do you feel like you have sort of everything you need now, or is there more development or acquisition on that front as well?
I think from the product, we did a lot of investment in the past, and also the Stone River is a huge complementary to us. So this is in the good side. We, as just to remind, we signed a very big tender in Alexander Forbes in South Africa. It includes the big business for the life, also on the group side. So in terms of pipeline, it's not as good as the PNC, but we put a lot of effort, also sales and marketing effort, to improve it. We did a lot of work with the analyst community that listened to them for their advice. Right now, we are in a short list in a couple of business. We hope to sign it.
Got it. That's helpful. And then on the PNC side, in terms of where you're seeing the most activity from a geography standpoint, what regions would you call out? And then are there any regions where maybe they're not that active today, but if you look out 6 months, a year from now, you feel like there's a lot of opportunity?
Look, the area that we second decide to penetrate is to the U.S. In Europe, we show in the last 2 years huge growth on the PNC, and we believe that we continue to see the same. But Sapiens decided of mid-16 to penetrate with the Stingray acquisition and then Stone River. In both area, we are doing a lot of work, and we definitely will see the results. In Stingray, we have a good confidence. With Stream, it's still in early stage, but we also see potential. So the area that we, for us, is relatively new is the U.S., but we did everything in order to be there, and I hope to see the growth.
Got it. And then maybe if you look out longer term, 5 years from now, say, what do you think the mix might look like between PNC and life? And then I've got just one last follow-up for Ronnie G. Thanks.
Okay. Right now, it looks the PNC has become the bigger part of our cake, but we plan to continue to invest on the life. Again, just to remember, the life is very stickiness business. It's hard to get new deals, but when you are there, you are there for long term. A lot of a new regulation. We also doing a lot of investment on the closed book area. So if you ask me 2017-18, definitely the PNC will be, if you think about long term, we hope to be more or less 50-50. but that's the 19 and more.
Got it. Very helpful. And then, Ronnie G, just in terms of the currency impact, what is it for the full year on revenue that you're embedding? And then in terms of the margin in the second half, is it fair to say that Q3 will be somewhere below that 13.5 to 14.5 and Q4 somewhere there or above? Or what's the right way to think of it? Thanks.
So on the currency side, we did analysis. If we compare the result versus comparable quarter, the impact on the gross profit was 2% higher and the operational profit 3% higher. So significant impact on the currency side. And if we assume forward, this will be the impact, although we see starting to see some strength in the pound and the euro, which is in favor to us. So this is on that pound. Can you repeat the second question?
Yeah, just on the ramp in profitability in the second half in terms of Q3 being below the 13.5 to 14.5 and Q4 above it, is that a fair way to think of it?
I think the answer for that is yes. We also saw when we analyze by month Q2 results, we see by month improvement month after month. So we assume the improvement will continue like this also in Q3 and Q4. And I would say that Q4 will be probably higher than Q3, so you can do the analysis and what you assess is right.
Got it. Thanks very much, guys, and congrats.
Thank you.
The next question is from Avishai Cantor of Cowen. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking my question. So my first question is, it seems that the organic growth rate, excluding the canceled software project, actually slightly accelerated sequentially. If I recall correct, it was 15% in the last quarter. Now you said it's 15+. What are the drivers? Is it from new clients, existing clients, or is it initial some early signs of success from integrating Stone Weaver and some cross-selling opportunities?
Hi, Avishai. This is Roni G. So you, first of all, you're totally right. If we exclude the strategic decision about de-emphasize the APAC operation, currency, and the halted project, we see above 15% organic growth. I would not say that we see trend or change in trend in the behavior of the company. If we look overall several quarters, I think it's the same. So I would say the market is still strong for our product, slightly more on the P&C right now in life, as Romy mentioned, but overall the same.
And then where do you stand on the headcount reorganization phase following that canceled project? Is that behind us?
I would say that, first of all, in terms of the plan, we are 100% planning completed and execution, I would say, 90% done. I think we mentioned that most of the activities are executed. We still will have small leftover, especially on the APAC region, but this is small part. We'll probably finish this by the end of this year, 2017. So I would say significant major part is behind us, and all forward to achieve our guidance.
And then my next question, I know it's still early, and but do you have any initial thoughts on how to, you plan or you can monetize the IP assets which you received as part of the separation agreement?
This is an internal task that we have right now in the company on the business development side. Obviously, we totally think there is IP which is not reflected in the books of Sapiens. We are looking to potentially partner or to sell the IP or to do some combination of the two. When we'll have something to announce, we'll say it. Currently, it's on plan.
And my next one, you mentioned investments in offshore capabilities in both India and Poland. I assume they related to delivery capabilities. Are those related specifically to Stone Weaver, or it's a combination of both Sapiens and Stone Weaver?
I would say the second line is the accurate one. Sapiens is growing, and we have a high target to increase our offshore capability in order to improve profitability in the company. The main region for offshore is India and Poland, and we are relocating employees and management to this territory to support the growth of Sapiens. When we acquired the Stone Weaver, we mentioned that they have also offshore capabilities, but this was with a third party. and our plan is over time to shift this operation to Sapiens. So we are investing for both Sapiens and Stone River.
And then a completely different topic, we'll change the conversation. Can you talk a little bit about clients' appetite for your cloud-based services, which I believe have a higher margin profile for the company? Any areas of strength, any areas of success that you can talk about?
The answer for this is yes. And again, when we say in cloud, we're saying private cloud. This is very important to me to emphasize. We are talking mainly on, let's say, tier number 3 and 4 customers that they provide, ask Sapiens to provide for them hosting environment for their product outside of their IT organization. I can say also we have some starting success also in higher tier, I would say tier number 2 and 3 also for this capability. Currently it's more on the low tier, but we see some trend also for, let's say, tier number 2 and 3.
And can you characterize the demand for that is growing? I mean, do you see that?
I would say I think the answer for that is gradually growing.
Gradually growing. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, everyone. Most of my questions were answered. So I was just wondering, you touched a little bit on Africa, where you kind of expanded physical presence and also planning on leveraging Microsoft data center there. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, Sapiens' presence in Africa, the opportunity down the road, and, you know, what you expect will be the, you know, the potential revenue contribution, let's say, 2-3 years from now?
Okay, when we talk about South Africa, just to remind, we are talking about South Africa. We Sapiens invest many years. We had like, let's say, 7 to 8 clients in South Africa. And then we penetrate with our life and annuity to one of the big banks there. That happened like 2 years ago with Alice, a very successful client and bring us more and more business all the time. And then we signed a big contract with Alexander Forbes. What we are doing in parallel, it's very similar to what we are doing in the Scandinavia area. We hire local people, we build an office, we hire sales, we are doing a lot of marketing event there. Just 2 weeks ago, we present in a very big event for insurance. It's again like a year before. So we are shortlist in a few area there. So again, we see it as a market that's interest for us, very similar to regulation in terms of life to UK and the English speakers. So we see a big demand there. I believe after we can deploy Alexander Forbes' first phase, we can show to the South Africa market that we're able to do what we plan to do for them, and that can bring us more business as well. So the long answer is definitely interesting market for us.
Okay, that's helpful. And the last one, you mentioned in the prepared remarks, the shelf for potential debt issuance in Israel. I might have missed it in your prepared remarks. Is that to refinance the debt that you raised for the acquisition of Stone River?
Hi, Tazi. This is Roni G. The answer for that is yes. We would like to increase our strength of the balance sheet and also for investment and for future M&A activities. And obviously, of course, we'll return the bank loan that we have right now.
Okay, thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Al-Dor to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours. In the U.S., please call 1-866-500-4953. In Israel, please call 03 925-5947. And internationally, please call 972-3-925-5947. Mr. Aldor, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Yes. Thanks for you, and thank you to all participants for joining our call today. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you. This concludes the Sapiens International Corporation second quarter 2017 results conference call. Thank you for participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.